boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Okay, we can't act like we don't, you know, peruse Zillow every once in a while, even if you're not looking for a house.
It is fun to do.
And, you know, they list the things that I guess are important, like how many square feet the house is or how many bathrooms or rooms there are. Yeah. But I think there's some other things that Zillow or even a house listing on any other website really needs to start listing that I find very important that I think everybody should care about.
Okay, you sound really passionate about this.
I think they need to start listing when the mail gets delivered to that house or when Amazon stops normally at that house.
Oh.
Because you know what? That would sell me. I'd be like, oh, if that house gets mail at 8 o'clock in the morning or the Amazon packages usually get delivered around 8, 9 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I'll pay whatever you want for that house.
Mm-hmm. When stops.
You could rack that up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm with you.
My house, the mail comes between 10 and 11 a.m. I feel like that would be a good price, right? But then Amazon, dude, it's anywhere from 9 to 10 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
You're probably one of the last stops.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So that's where I would be dinged. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody would probably want to pay good money for the house if it's they really care
that
about the Amazon.
Late. Yeah.
I think we need to mention that in the Zillow listing. I also think we need to mention, at what point does your street get cleaned when it is like a snow day?
Oh, like snow removal and mm-hmm. stuff. Okay, yeah, you're really onto something here.
Where do you rank in the city of Cedar Rapids or wherever you live on the street cleaning roads?
Mm-hmm.
Are you number one or number like, I don't know how many roads there are, 3 billion.
Dull lot.
Because I think that's important.
Dude, that's really important and something that you don't really find out until you've been living there long enough to start noticing a pattern.
Right. Personally, I would pick the house that gets cleaned last. Why? Because then there'd be an excuse to not have to go to work.
Oh.
And I'd be like, oh, darn, you know, I live at the house that never gets clean. I can't
and there's proof because it's on the Zillow
uh-huh.
listing.
Okay. I got to work from home. Oh, darn.
Darn it. I think you're really onto something with this.
And the last one is I think they should also list when the house is like trash or garbage gets picked up. Only because then I would know, like, can I sleep in? Like, you know, because my
yeah.
house gets picked up on a Friday, but it's bright and early on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's before 8 a.m., I swear to God. So if I oversleep, it's like, well, you're doomed. I can't take the trash and garbage out.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But if it was a house that gets picked up at 2, look, great, you could sleep in.
It's a procrastinator's dream.
Yes. So I think these are all things that are very important that should be listed on his Zillow personally.
I 100% agree.
And they're not currently listed from what I've been seeing because I've been perusing.
No, I'm 100% with you. I am in no way, shape, or form ready to buy a house. But when I am, I hope Zillow makes these
changes.
Adjustments.
Gotta call them today.
I gotta know. When does Amazon come?
So yesterday we were just crazy busy with neighbor man's Christmases. It was his dad in the morning, then his mom at night. And my sisters were both busy with their families too.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get to get together as a family on my side.
Yeah.
So we're going to get together on Sunday.
It's nice. You get a little bit of a break.
It's kind of nice, honestly. However, we haven't figured out a whole lot of details. We're really procrastinators.
Oh, you know it's Sunday and that's it?
We don't know time and we don't know location.
Okay.
However, I did just get asked yesterday, would you like to host? Here's the thing that you need to know about my living situation is that I live in a duplex. Which means that it is not very big of a place.
Right. And you have many animals.
We have a zoo is what we like to call it.
Is this why you were looking on Zillow? Because you're like,
how fast can I buy a house?
Can I expedite this for Sunday?
Yes, I was.
I mean, that's a lot of pressure, especially because you've got a couple siblings and then they uh-huh. have significant others.
They have significant others and then one sister, she has kiddos. So Neighbor Man and I were talking, we really, really would love to host Christmas. Nothing sounds more fun than to host Christmas. We just don't think we have the place for it. I mean, our dining room table only fits 2 people. Our couch fits, we think, 4 if we're lucky. So you're looking at 8 people for Christmas. I don't know
if you have the space.
If we have the space.
Mm-hmm.
So should I host Christmas or not?
I mean, and then on top of that, space alone, think about all the cleaning that you would want to do in the mm-hmm. next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to sacrifice your mental health?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think you should.
Again, I got to go to caniborrowahouse.com.
That's what I'm saying. Does anybody want to loan you a house?
It's got to be fully furnished, fully clean, and
the food's already cooked.
The food's already cooked.
That would honestly be ideal.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The last couple days, while we've been off and I've been scrolling on TikTok, I have seen so many videos of what people are doing at their Christmas gatherings, like games, traditions, really funny stuff. But my favorite thing was this video of this family, and the caption on screen says, POV, your family just found out your little cousin has a girlfriend and has decided to show up to her house and Christmas carol.
That's embarrassing.
Okay, so let me set the scene. They're clearly like at somebody's living room or in their basement, and this is a big family. We're talking like extended, obviously, if cousins are there. And he looks like he's in like middle school, maybe freshman in high school, so this is probably one of his first girlfriends. Somehow, somebody got that information out of him, like, oh my gosh, Timmy has a girlfriend. So they're teasing him, like you do when somebody's like 13. And they're like, oh, we're going to go Christmas carol at her house. And he's like, I can't tell if you guys are serious or not. Like, are you really about to show up to this girl's house and Christmas carol my brand new girlfriend? And it becomes very, very real. They start rehearsing in the living room.
Oh my
People
God.
Are grabbing like the battery operated candles to take with. There's jingle bells being grabbed. Somebody somehow finds caroling books, and they get in their cars and they drive to the little cousin's girlfriend's house and they Christmas carol for them.
And was the cousin there? Oh, God.
He went with, and he
I
was
wouldn't have.
Absolutely mortified.
You would have had to, like, put some tape and rope around me and put me in the car in the trunk to get me to go, because I wouldn't have went.
I would have been so embarrassed, but at the same time, wouldn't you want to go with to make sure nobody does anything, like, completely obscene?
No. Do it, because I don't want to see it.
Okay. No. Destiny's family, take notes. Yeah.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I'm practically a superhero because I saved Christmas in less than an hour.
Captain Christmas. I came up with your superhero name, by the way.
Dude, I freaking love that. That's awesome.
What'd you do?
Here's the thing. I saved Neighbor Man's Christmas in less than an hour because it was Christmas Eve, 6:45 at night. I'm just sitting on the couch. He's working. He had to work Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
It's something just hit me. I'm looking at the presents underneath the Christmas tree, and I'm like, there's not enough underneath that tree. And I'm not saying that because I'm being selfish, okay? That's not what I meant. I meant there's not enough underneath the Christmas tree for everyone in his family.
Mm.
So something in me said, you should probably text him just to see if maybe they're in the car or he's have them hidden or he's got a game plan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So I text him at 6:45, okay? I said, hey, just want to make sure that you have everything planned for tomorrow for Christmas and that you don't need me to like go out and grab anything last minute. And he's like, no, I just got to get Grandpa Jack a Fairway gift card and probably got to get my nephew some Legos tonight for Christmas. And I go, oh, honey, Fairway closed at 5:00. Again, it was 6:45. He's like, okay, Hy-Vee then. Getting closed at like 5:00 or 6:00.
Yeah, most places closed early.
You got to think of another game plan. What are we going to do here? And he's like, oh, God, I have no idea. So I was like, I think I could do the Legos for you because I don't know how, but Target was open till 8:00.
Nice.
So it's 6:45. I put on some clothes and I run out the door. I live across town from Target. So I run over to Target. But before I even get there, I thought maybe there's going to be gas stations that sell one of those two grocery stores gift cards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I run to gas stations. But of course, a lot of gas stations are closed too.
This is a nightmare.
I'm checking all the gas stations. They're
checking
closed.
Checking them twice.
And they're either closed or I go in there and there's no gift cards for those grocery stores. I finally get to Target at 7:30. But I made it my mission to get the heck out of there before 8 o'clock because I was not about to make any employee wait for me on Christmas Eve.
Don't be
when
that
I
person.
Know there are probably missing Christmas parties with their family or they just want to get the heck out of there. It's yeah. Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I had to think of a backup plan because I still didn't have a gift card and I still had to get Legos, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And I had less than 30 minutes now in Target.
Okay. So you're running.
So I'm running. Legos were sold out.
What? I thought you were going to say you were overwhelmed because I feel like anytime I've walked down that aisle, it's almost too much to choose from.
Well, I think that's what everybody gave for Christmas this year was Legos.
Shoot. Oh,
the
shoot.
Only ones available were like the $200 ones. And I was like, we're not doing that.
Okay.
So I ended up getting a Light Bright. Do you remember that toy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got that's that toy cool. and some monster trucks, which was perfect because the kid loves monster trucks. But I finally did it. I got out of there even 10 minutes before 8. I did it in 20 minutes, Taylor.
Did you get the gift card?
We did cash.
Nice.
And you know what? His grandpa loved it.
Nothing better than cold hard cash. I royally, royally screwed up Christmas, and I got called out for it.
Way to go.
I know. I'm feeling really, really great about it. Thank you very much for asking. So... I take gift giving very seriously. I like shopping for other people. I like trying to surprise them with things that I think they like. So my mom had asked me a couple weeks ago, like, hey, do you have any ideas for my boyfriend of things that he would want? Because I want to make sure something that he likes and I don't want to do just a gift card. So I didn't ask him. I was like, okay, I'm going to use this opportunity to like get him something he doesn't expect to be coming. So I picked out like this cool sweatshirt thing and then a knit beanie on urbanoutfitters.com. Okay. So you know how that goes. You don't get to see things in person. That's the risk you take when you shop online. But I'm like, I know he loves a beanie. There's no way this could go wrong. Fast forward yesterday, Christmas Day, my boyfriend's turn to open his gift and he pulls out the tiniest beanie I have ever seen in my life. Like, I'm not talking just short. I mean, the circumference was tiny. I have a 2-year-old nephew, and I think it would have fit him perfectly. It was not going to fit my boyfriend's head, especially because he has a lot of hair as is, so he needs large hats to fix it all. So he pulls it out, and he goes, oh, cool. It's really small. And my mom goes, yeah, you could thank Taylor for that. She sent me the link, and when it showed up, I was like, huh. I wonder if that's the style. So I just wrapped it up and I figured it wasn't going to work. I'm like, oh.
Way to go, Mom.
Wow.
Shout me out.
Okay, so what do we do now? She's like, well, I'll take it. Don't leave it here. Don't take that home. You're not going to wear it. There's no way it's going to fit on your head. And why don't you, boyfriend, find something for yourself. Don't let Taylor be involved. Pick something out, send it my way, and I'll order something that'll actually fit your head. So I'm like, okay, well, there goes my title of being a good gift giver because I gave him a baby hat.
Did you look back on the listing? Did it say it's a baby hat?
No, I did look at the listing and it is an adult hat, but we did look at the reviews and all of them said, fits my petite head perfectly.
You didn't look at the reviews.
I didn't look at
that
the reviews.
That was your dummy dumb fault.
And I was exposed for that.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's the type of weather where you don't know what type of lights to put on in your car.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's so foggy out there.
I know.
And if you're not lucky enough to have like automatic lights in your car, it's a battle because you're like, this one, I can't see anything. Well, this one, the lights are off. What am I supposed to do? The answer is the low beams, by the way, if you didn't know.
Oh, crap. You know what? I've got the new car today, and remember that one night where I was trying to leave, and I was stuck in the driveway because I didn't even know how to turn on the lights?
Yes, because, you know, we try to leave at the same time to make sure not one of us is left behind, and you were pulled at the end of the driveway, and I stopped and rolled up and was like, are you okay?
And I was like, I don't even know how to turn the lights on in this car.
So do you know where your fog lights are? Gee whiz.
I'm hoping they're automatic. We're going to pray for that.
I'm hoping they're automatic or they're labeled with fog.
Big font. One size 112.
If you're a car manufacturer, dumb it down for us, please.
My family, we're having our Christmas this weekend, finally on Sunday, and we are doing a theme. The color is blue.
You have to get a gift that is blue or somehow relates to blue.
Mm-hmm. $50. And then we play a game where you roll the dice and it goes left, right, whatever, and steal. You know how that thing goes.
Yeah.
I have been just honestly stumped since, but we've known the color since Thanksgiving, on what the heck am I going to do with this $50 gift that has to be the color blue or has blue in the name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Neighbor Man said that he was going to do his gift because he's participating.
And he's doing his own separate from mm-hmm. you. Okay.
And he's going to do bluey.
Ha!
And I was like, honey, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, that's a horrible idea. Here's the reason why. Our Christmas is not the jokester Christmas. You're not coming in with a stupid gag gift. That's not what we do. Because people are like buying nice gifts.
That's important to know.
Yeah. And I said, the only people who would probably want maybe bluey is my oldest sister who has two kids.
Right.
But my second oldest sister has no kids. She ain't going to want bluey.
Doesn't care about bluey.
And guess what? Neighbor man, do we want bluey? Because we could end up with our own gift.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want bluey, do we? No, we don't.
Okay. Right.
So then he kind of inspired me when I was thinking about gifts I don't want. Respectfully, bluey. I was like, okay, I don't want to give gifts that I don't want. I want to give things that, not that you want, but that you need.
Okay.
I'm like, what are things that you need? Gas. But the thing is there is no gas station around here that's blue.
Yeah, why are they all red?
I know. So I'm like, unless they sell a gift card that is blue, then I could luck out. But I don't know. I'm like, okay, toilet paper, Charmin.
True.
Is blue.
And we're talking ultra soft, I believe, is the blue one.
Nice. Okay, so I could get toilet paper. I could probably get paper towels. I think there's a blue brand.
Probably.
Dawn dish soap.
Ooh,
blue.
Yes, yes, yes.
So my theme is going to be things you need, aka mm-hmm. toilet paper, paper towels, Dawn dish soap,
mm-hmm.
things you need.
Mm-hmm.
Even like scrubby for your washing your dishes. Mm-hmm. Those are always blue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Things you need. So I'm telling him that. I'm like, that's my idea. And he goes, okay, that's great. What if I do things you don't need?
Oh, okay.
And his idea is like Oreos,
ooh.
Doritos, the Cool Ranch,
ooh.
Pepsi,
uh-huh.
Red Bull comes uh-huh. in blue can. So we're going to do things you need is going to be my gift. And his is going to be things you don't need, which is just like probably crappy food that you shouldn't really be eating. But we don't care. Who cares?
That's a good idea. It's like you're doing things you need but don't want to buy.
Exactly.
I don't want to spend money on soap.
Uh-huh.
And he's doing things you don't need and don't really want. Like you're never going to give yourself the excuse to go out and get a
because they're 24
pack of Oreos.
Priced.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what we're going to end up doing.
That's genius. You got to splurge, though. You can't just get the Dawn dish soap. You got to get, like, the power wash, the kind that sprays.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to get the good stuff. And I'm going to get, like, the double stuffed Oreos. Like, mm-hmm. the things that you really don't need, but you're like, oh, God, I want every time you're in the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, the things you really do need, but you're just like, oh, that's expensive. I'll get the knockoff Dawn dish soap. That's
get it next
orange.
Are you going to steal your own gift?
You know what? Honestly, I would.
I wouldn't blame you. Kind of put my boyfriend to the test this Christmas because he did not grow up getting stockings from his parents. And this was the first year we spent Christmas, actual Christmas together. So I was like, we got to exchange stockings.
Mm-hmm.
He quickly made it clear that he had no idea what to shop for. So I gave him some, like, tips. Number one, don't spend very much money. It's little stuff. It's cozy. It's candy. It's, I don't know, just silly little things or things I don't want to buy myself. So he told me that, okay, I went and I got it done. I was like, okay, this could be really, really interesting or very disappointing. Because I was like, I'm going to dig in there and it's going to be like a Hershey's Kiss. It was not. It was so much more. So I got my stocking on Christmas Eve, and there were some cute things in there. Like, I always have, like, a phone charm on that is, it looks like a Wii safety strap, honestly. He got me a 3-pack of those. He got me some fuzzy socks. But by far, my favorite thing he got me was a whisk.
To, like, whisk your, like, which kind of whisk? Like, small for, like, cookie batters, or, like, big for cookie batter, or, like, we talking like for coffees, like little whisk.
No, I have one of those. I'm talking classic whisk.
Cookie. Okay.
Because.
What's different about this? Don't you already have one?
No. I don't.
You've been baking without a whisk?
Well, I have like an electric.
Who be baking without a whisk?
Me. I have an electric hand mixer that I've been using for like cookies and stuff that I've been baking recently. But there was something, I think I was making like a soup or maybe it was pasta sauce or something that the recipe said whisk until it gets thick. And I had mentioned to him in the kitchen, I was complaining like, God, I really need to get myself a whisk. We had one at our old place that was like plastic and disgusting and threw it out. And I was like, I really need a whisk. I have all these recipes lately that are telling me that I need a whisk. Even when we make scrambled eggs, I got to use a fork. It works, but I'd rather have a whisk. So he listened and he surprised me with not only a regular kitchen whisk, but a power one. It's a mini like whisk that you charge on a USB. And he was like, I didn't think you would be excited about a whisk. But I was like, you don't understand. It's beyond just the whisk. It means you listened to me.
And you heard my needs.
You heard my needs to whisk things.
I love being in a new relationship because it's like new traditions. Somebody new.
Yeah, they're new. Never been done before.
Because it's new.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that word? Well, Neighborman and I did a new tradition that I think you're actually going to hate and you might poo-poo all over it.
I mean, I do like Christmas traditions. Give me some slack.
Well, I stopped over to his work at lunch on Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, hey, I'm thinking we let the puppies and kitties open their Christmas stockings tonight.
Nice.
And I'm like, no. They got to open them with us on Christmas Day.
Oh.
I thought about it more after I left his work that I was like, you know what? Maybe they get to open them Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
Or what if we just did stockings Christmas Eve mm-hmm. as like a family? We get to do that. So he convinced me, and that's what we did. Christmas Eve, we did stockings. But you know me, I can't be stopped. So we did the stockings, and then I was like, you just want to do everything else.
I have seen this film before. No, I'm not kidding. That's what happened at my house.
Really?
Yes.
With you and your boyfriend?
Yes. We had spent all afternoon and early evening at my parents' with my siblings.
Uh-huh.
Got home, and I was like, we should just do our stockings with each other. Like, that'd be
fun. And that was all you were going to do?
Yes. And we were going to give the cats a couple, because I bought like a pre-stuffed stocking uh-huh. full of toys for them. I was like, we'll give the cats a couple toys because they were by themselves today. And then we should do our stockings today, presents tomorrow. We do our stockings. And then my boyfriend is you and is like, well, should we just open them? And I'm like, sure.
You got suckered into it.
Well, I wasn't going to fight him because he was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did too.
Well, here's the thing. And I had said it, and then Neighborman was really more of like, I just said, well, what do you think or whatever? And then I was like, well, maybe not though. And he actually convinced me because we were so booked up yesterday. We had his dad in the morning, his mom in the afternoon. He's like, let's be honest. We're probably going to have to rush out the door knowing you and I.
Mm-hmm.
We're late all the time. He's like, so if we open the Christmas gifts Christmas morning, we're not even going to get to enjoy them.
Yeah.
And it's like, we got to rush to my dad's house and then immediately rush to my mom's house. We're not even going to get to enjoy it. So
right.
I think what we had said, we're going to make it a tradition now that our gifts for each other and our stockings will be the night before, because we know the day of Christmas, we're going to be so chaotic trying to go to all of his families,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which I love, because then we can enjoy the gifts that we gave each other. Just undivided attention.
Right.
We stayed up stupid late.
So did we.
We're just enjoying each other's gifts.
So did we. And I don't know if I want to make that a tradition. I think
I know, because we regretted it, and we were like, there's got to be coffee open on Christmas.
That's what I'm saying.
Neighborman got made fun of at Christmas.
At his family Christmas?
His family Christmas. He got made fun of by his own family. Let me rewind a little bit before I tell you why he got made fun of. Was because, do you remember I went to his family's Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
alone?
Oh, yeah.
Because he couldn't go to his dad's Thanksgiving. He had to work.
He was working.
Yes. So I went there without him. And, of course, usually, I don't know if your family's like this, but I've noticed a lot of families around Thanksgiving, they'll ask you what's on your Christmas list
because mm-hmm.
they know what's coming up. So I was there, and they were like, hey, what's on your Christmas list? And also, what's on Neighborman's Christmas list?
Mm.
And I was trying to think of things that Neighborman needed. And I know that man needed a new wallet. It was to the point that, like, I didn't even know how that cash was in the wallet. It was falling apart. Here's the thing that you should know about his wallet. Is that wallet is 20 years old. It is a wallet that his dad gave to Neighbor Man and then his three stepbrothers when he remarried. They all got it as a marriage gift.
Got it.
And so he's the only one out of all of the boys who has kept this wallet all the years. So it's 20 years old. It's, I don't even know how it's like honestly living.
Put it in a memory box and move on.
So I told him, hey, I think getting him a wallet would probably be the best gift because it would be coming from you, mm-hmm. replacing something you gave him. And obviously it's falling apart. So behind scenes, I had secretly taken a video of his wallet, sent it to his dad so he could see how in bad shape it was. So his dad could also see kind of what type of wallet it was and then replace it.
Yeah.
He gets the wallet yesterday for Christmas and then everybody's like, all right, well, let's see the crappy one though.
Oh my God.
They're like, well, here it's 20 years old. We want to see it. So he has to go out to the car and he brings it in and they were like, how do you have any cards in that thing? How do you have money in that thing? It's literally a rag. It's like, it's just parts.
Does he know you're the one that threw him under the bus?
Yes. But they were all just making fun of him and laughing. And then we were on our way home, he goes, I think it was kind of funny that everyone was making fun of me. So he did enjoy it.
Good. Now he can open his wallet and not have to blow dust on it. Jeez. Got a dog pile on. Everybody else did.
Oh, you want me to pay you $20? Let me get this 20.
Sorry.
I feel like sometimes we, you know, get all caught up on like who you voted for in the election. But I think we need to be caught up on how you do Christmas. And I'm talking about, do you go in the order of youngest to oldest and each person one by one, they open a gift? Or is it a free for all?
No. It's youngest to oldest one at a time at my family's Christmas.
Now, is this your family Christmas?
Yeah.
And what about boyfriend's Christmas?
Free for all.
How do you handle that?
It's overwhelming. Now, I understand it because he only has one brother. Uh-huh. So it's just kind of the two of them, like opening them as their mom passes them out.
Uh-huh.
But last year I did go to their Christmas and she handed me a gift and I was like, am I supposed to open this or do I wait my turn? So now I kind of know the gist that she hands it to you and you just open it right there. But when he was at my Christmas, I was like, okay, disclaimer, this is going to take an hour and a half because I have three siblings and their significant others. And one of my sister has a child and then a child on the way. It's going to take forever. And he's like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I had to prepare him for it.
Well, yesterday, Neighbor Man, his dad, it's a free for all.
It's overwhelming.
And then his mom, it's one by one, which is how it should be in my opinion. Because I want to see what everybody got. And at his dad's house, I'm like, what'd you get?
What was that over there?
And they're like, I'm horny on to the second gift. And I'm like, well, what about the first one?
I missed the first half, please.
Go back six gifts, please.
Or if you're going to do that, do a show and tell at the end.
Oh, yeah. No, brilliant idea.
Please.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
My For You page the last couple days, and I'm sure even through this weekend, has been all of people's Christmas gathering antics that go on with their families.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen a couple times now that I wish I would have thought of before I had my family Christmas was this family doing a white elephant gift exchange. So everybody was kind of on the same page that it's not like super serious gifts. But what they did was a white elephant gift exchange, except they stole all the gifts from grandma's house.
Yeah.
So the video that I saw that I think has gone completely viral was this family like going around showing everybody opening their gifts. And it starts off with a mug and then it pans over to grandma and she's like, oh my gosh, I have that same mug and I use it every day.
Oh, she hasn't clicked it yet.
Nope.
Okay.
And then somebody else opens like a little sign that you get at like Hobby Lobby with a quote on it.
Live, laugh, love. I'm
something
sure.
like that. And she's like, I have that in my living room. And everybody's like, weird. That's so crazy. And then people are opening more signs. And she's like, oh my gosh, I have that. That's in my bathroom. This is the weirdest thing. You guys have everything that you guys have opened, except that one thing I have in my house. Well, that one thing was in fact in her house. She just clearly didn't remember it. And then somebody opened like this frog figurine, kind of like ceramic frog. And she's like, okay, you guys, that looks like the one that I painted that's sitting in my living room. And they're just gaslighting. You're like, no, no, somebody, they, it's probably just something really similar. And then people are opening perfume and she's like, I love that one. That's one of my favorite perfumes. They're opening hand soap. She's like, I just used that before I got here. They got all the way through until she realized that they stole everything from her house.
Oh my God.
Everybody was in on it, even Grandpa. And she looks at him.
Grandpa
and he's like,
was in on
it. She's like, we bought actual gifts and you guys all stole this from my house and you knew? And he's like, yeah.
That's funny.
I wanted to see how this went down.
My first thought is, did they steal this before, like, if, oh, let's say the gathering was Christmas Eve. Did they steal it weeks before Christmas Eve, or was it the day of and one by one snuck out to their cars to wrap it up? Like, I want to know how they got through all this.
I don't know. I think they all had it beforehand and just were ready to go with it. And it wasn't even at their house. They didn't, like, pick something on their way in and wrap it up. They had it ready to go.
I think they must have all visited Grandma in the last couple of weeks.
Or Thanksgiving.
Like, oh, wow. My kids love me. But they were up to some evil stuff.
It was a plot.
That first year of dating is one of the most stressful years because you really have to impress your significant other's family.
Well, yeah. And, you know, parents especially, they know better. If you meet them the first time, they're like, okay, that's not enough time to know if I really like you or not.
Mm-hmm. So every time you go over or they come over, you got to keep impressing them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep being on your best behavior.
Definitely.
But now I can sit back, crack open a beer and, I don't know, let everything hang out because I officially won.
I don't know about the hanging.
I've officially won his mom over.
By doing...
Well, I kind of had a feeling I won her over because he told me, a neighbor man told me that his mom has already asked him, when are you two getting married?
Nice.
And she's already been asking. But that wasn't enough for me. It actually wasn't until Monday, that she told me while we were texting, you officially have your own text tone, so I don't miss a text, heart.
Whoa.
I have my own official text tone. And now, when we were over at Christmas, she told me she needs to switch my ringtone so that I have my own specific ringtone as well.
Okay.
So she doesn't miss any phone calls. And she's asking me to call her tonight, too.
Wow. About what? Just a chit-chat?
Well, because I'm into cross-stitching, which I got into it because of her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like, I want to talk to you about cross-stitching. Mm. So she's asking for me to call her.
This is great. Or it's really bad.
Wait, why? Why would it be bad?
Because do you know what the ringtone is?
No, she didn't show me the ringtone.
Mm. What could be important?
What do you mean?
What if it's like, alert, alert, crazy calling? As a person who already hates going to the gym and struggles getting my butt there, it just takes one small thing for me to be like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this.
Oh my goodness.
So I was feeling super productive this morning, got to the gym around like 7:45, which is the sweet spot at my gym because it's pretty empty. Nobody's on the machines. Nobody's up on the turf area that I like. So I was really excited when I pulled up and saw only a couple people in there. And then I swiped open the door to be assaulted. Why were they blasting? We don't talk about Bruno in the gym at 7:45 in the morning. Loud. And I'm not like loud. I don't even know how to explain to you how loud this song was playing.
Does somebody have access to the radio?
I don't know,
like,
because
somebody like Bluetoothed their phone and was like, I really want to listen to We Don't Talk to Bruno.
I'm assuming not. Like, normally the desk person doesn't get there until like 8 o'clock. So that's why you swipe in. So I don't know who was in charge or who let the playlist go a little bit rogue after they left and before they clocked in. But I was so confused and then immediately annoyed that that song was so loudly playing.
I think there's like way worse of songs.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
Like what?
I think Baby Shark.
Well, yeah, that's
would have been worse.
Same level.
I think the What Does a Funk Say? I would have been like, you know what? It's not a gym day. I don't need to work on anything.
I fought through it because luckily I think we were halfway through the song when I walked in. But I put my AirPods in and cranked my stuff up because I was like, I cannot do this.
Like, I can't work out. I just would have used that to my advantage. I would have been like, I don't want to work out. No, no, no.
You would have sang? You would have broke out in song in the middle of the gym?
Yeah, I would have.
No.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.